This week's independent report on the scandal at CBS News said the network violated basic standards of fairness in its story about President Bush's military service. As NPR's David Folkenflik tells us, the report also reveals how CBS further damaged its credibility after the broadcast.
CBS said a lot of things that turned out not to be true, not just in its September 8th story on 60 Minutes Wednesday, but in defending that story. Richard Wald, former president of NBC News, says that's hard to understand.
The errors it made were dumb. They then stonewalled and said, no, no, everything is authenticated. We're right, you're wrong. And that is a terrible problem for them.
For the story, CBS relied on supposed memos from Bush's squadron commander to allege the young lieutenant received preferential treatment in the National Guard. But the memos came under immediate attack. 2 days later, CBS News officials said the memos came from an unimpeachable source. The network said independent experts verified the documents. And CBS said it checked with several sources who had direct knowledge of the content of the memos. Dan Rather, CBS's anchor and the correspondent on the Bush story, repeated those assertions on the air. But none of those statements was true. Linda Mason, CBS's newly appointed senior vice president for standards, says that hurts.
It is a smack at our credibility. Absolutely.
The report says good reason existed to question the source of the disputed papers. He was an outspoken Bush critic in Texas, and no expert or knowledgeable source had vouched for the documents. But Mason says CBS executives believed what they were saying. She says they relied on a star journalist, producer Mary Mapes, who had helped break open the Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal.
Garbage in, garbage out. We were assured by one of our top producers that the documents had been authenticated.
Other news organizations reported the memo's typeface might not have existed in the 1970s. Suspicions developed around a raised TH. Gil Schwartz, the network's top public relations official, asked for help crafting a rebuttal. Producer Mary Mapes rejected his concern. In an email, she wrote, "For the 100th time, the TH issue is gone." Schwartz's emphatic emailed reply, "As far as the press is concerned, the TH issue is not gone. It's very much alive, and they have people crawling all over it. If we wait to address the issue until tonight's news, we will die in the press tomorrow. Die, as in dead." The network publicly presented an expert for the first time. Rather declared the analyst had judged the memos to be real. He hadn't. In interviews with other media outlets, two examiners hired by CBS said they had cast doubt on the documents before the broadcast. CBS denied it. CBS was wrong. Sim Sitkin is the director of the Center of Leadership and Ethics at Duke University. He says people often learn whether they can trust an organization by how it reacts to crisis.
It makes it very difficult if CBS is not perceived as trying to truly ascertain what went wrong, but seems to be doing a self-protection operation.
It took a week for the network to begin its retreat. Some people think they know why. For decades, conservatives have attacked CBS News for what they say is ideological bias. But the outside report did not find CBS was motivated by politics. Leslie Moonves is the Viacom executive who oversees CBS.
We were gratified that they stated there was no political bias, you know, in any way, shape, or form.
But that's not quite what the outside report said. The report's authors said they didn't reach past what they could prove. Others suggest it's personal. In 1988, Rather interviewed then Vice President George H.W. Bush live on the evening news. It didn't go well.
Well, Dan, let's be careful here because you're
Yes, sir, I want you to be careful, Mr.
Profile.
Vice President, because
I will
of the problem
be careful.
Here.
Dick Wald, the
here.
Former NBC News president, says CBS's untrue statements will make it much tougher for the network to recover.
Later, when they say, hey, we're right, the critics are wrong, are you going to believe them?
Linda Mason, the new CBS executive for standards, says the network can only answer that question by rebuilding trust over time, story by story. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.